Sarah Riddell. Website: sarahriddell.bcndp.ca. Facebook: facebook.com/bcnsarahriddell. X: x.com/sarahriddelnd. Instagram: @sarah_riddell_ndp. Political party: how long have you been a member? I originally joined back in 2007-08 and rejoined this summer. Do you live in the riding, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to the riding? Yes, I live in the riding and have since 2016. What is your occupation, and for how long? My professional career began when I joined the BC Public Service in 2007, with a position at the Ministry of Children and Family Development, followed by several years at the Auditor General's Office. Most recently, I served as the Director of the Medical Services Plan Payment Schedule at the Ministry of Health. I stepped away to run for office and am currently serving on the Central Saanich Council, elected in 2022. What do you believe is the biggest issue facing your community and why? Healthcare. Our communities are growing, family members are getting older, and many doctors and nurses are retiring, which means people are finding it harder to access important services. Healthcare should always be there when you need it. We've hired more than 800 new family doctors and connected more than 400,000 people with a family doctor or nurse practitioner in the last year alone. BC's nursing workforce is growing faster than any other province, and we are retaining them with better pay and working conditions. We are starting to see good results, and there is more to do. What actions or efforts have you taken to learn the concerns of your constituents? Engaging with and learning from constituents is deeply important to me. As a counselor, I don't just respond to people who reach out, I get out in community at every opportunity. I regularly volunteer with Beacon Community Services and our local farmers market, and at a range of local events. Over time, people have gotten to know me and I have important conversations everywhere I go: the schoolyard, the rec center, the grocery store. I monitor our community forums and meet people where they are at. As an MLA candidate, I'm out knocking on doors every single day. What do you want to see improved in British Columbia in 4, 8, and 20 years? Like my friends and neighbors, I want our homes and communities to be safe, affordable, and sustainable. This goes beyond issues of jobs and affordability to making sure that healthcare, childcare, and other services are available when we need them. We must also continue with a fair transition to a clean energy economy, protect our treasured old-growth forests, and partner with First Nations to achieve lasting reconciliation that provides certainty for people and communities across the province. How would you go about addressing contentious issues within your riding? I believe in bringing people together and not dividing them. Although we must sometimes make tough decisions, I would like to make progress based on our hopes, not feed people's fears. I'm motivated by my love for our community, and the desire to make a real difference in people's lives and protect the planet for future generations. Would you vote against your party and leader if it were best for your constituents? If I am elected to serve as the MLA for North Saanich and the Gulf Islands, I will commit to prioritizing the needs of my constituents. I'm running for the BCNDP because I believe our values best reflect the priorities of this community. Important things like reducing the cost of living, hiring more doctors and nurses, lowering climate-changing emissions, and building a strong, clean economy. I am committed to working for the interests of everyone in our community, not just those at the top. Why do you think you are qualified to do this job? As a Central Saanich counselor, an alternate CRD director, daughter, and parent with close ties throughout our riding, I understand the challenges we face and the balance we must strike. I have master's degrees in public and health administration, and 16 years of experience evaluating and leading major government programs. Most recently, I was a director at the BC Ministry of Health, where I played a key role in bringing more than 800 family doctors to this province. From climate, to housing, to healthcare, I have a strong track record of getting things done for our communities. Why are you running? What's your motivation? My childhood and experience as a mother set me on the path to politics. My parents lived their environmental and social justice values, took action to build inclusive and sustainable communities, and placed a high value on service to the community. After the birth of my two children, I felt compelled to play a direct role in solving today's tough challenges like climate change and affordable housing, and strengthening the health and social services we rely on. About Saanich North and the Islands. Saanich North and the Islands has a varied political past, electing MLAs from three different parties within the space of three elections. The BC Liberals controlled the riding for 22 years, until the NDP won it in 2013 in an extremely close race. 4 years later, Green candidate Adam Olson won by a comfortable 4,000 votes. He stretched that gap to almost 8,000 in 2020, capturing almost 52% of the vote. But the political landscape has changed. The BC Liberals are gone, and Olson isn't running for re-election. The candidates in Saanich North and the Islands. The candidates in this election are the Green Party's Rob Botterell, a retired lawyer and negotiator. Conservative David Bush, a lawyer and former nurse who has also run federally. Independent candidate Amy Haysom, a small business owner. New Democrat Sarah Riddell, who's worked as a civil servant. See the full list of Vancouver Island candidates here. We are posting the candidate questionnaires riding by riding. About the profiles, we asked readers what they wanted to ask candidates and used those answers to help shape our election coverage, including candidate questionnaires. The answers are presented as submitted by the candidates, edited only for length if they exceeded the word limit they were given. We did not correct grammar, spelling, or typos. See an error or something that needs to be changed? You can report it to election@timescolonist.com or use the report a typo link below.